Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Dun, dun, dun. Welcome, everybody. Once again, if you are tuning in this week and did not tune in last week, do not adjust your ears. Dee Wallace did not have a vocal change, although she may from all of the awesome expression that she's doing on her vacation, hopefully, this week. She's on vacation, like I just said, and this is Jared Hewitt. I'm filling in for her. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Dee's co-author on the Big E Everything is Energy. I'm also the author of the bestseller Love, Life, God, The Journey of Creation, and The Gospel of You, The Truth About God, Religion, and Who You Really Are. If you missed last week's show, I highly recommend that you check it out. We talked a lot about, well, we actually ended up moving into abundance in all kinds of neat ways and really talking about completion, which is a perfect segue into what I wanted to talk about this week, completion and wholeness.
There's something in the energy field where there is a part of the energy that's not open to focusing on wholeness or opening to the joy, focusing on the joy, or opening up to the different potentials and possibilities that are out there. You're invoking the formula and you're invoking expansion, yet there's still a place where you're sort of trying to limit. And the way that I understand the frequencies and how the formula works and how I see it work, it's almost like it's always expanding and always moving, yet because of that, depending on your level of resistance, if you're not open up to the potential and the possibility of expanding into that divine sacred heart space, which is something that we're going to be talking a lot more about, that is a place where you'll get a little bit stuck. One of the ways you get stuck, though, is you ping out of that heart space and back up into the head space. And so that's where you go to knowing, and not thinking, but knowing. And a lot of us, I want to try to explain it by saying thoughts and thinking are, oh, sorry, the puppies are sleeping down by the heater, and they just ate a little bit. One of them got up. I had to make sure that we weren't already releasing things in the house. I actually thought about that for this call. I thought, we're going to probably be doing a lot of releasing energy, so I may have a little bit of a mess to clean up, but it'll be worth it because it's going to be fun. Anyway, back to the thing, though. Mental energy is a lot of times the way I sort of see it, and the fun way I describe it with people is that it helps you get out of your head and stop judging. Is it's just goo. It's just goo. That's all it is. It's just goo. And a lot of times we believe the goo and we think the goo is real. And it's just goo. It's just goo. And all we got to do is stop playing in the goo and really just focus on what we want, which is the love and the joy. And I know there are people who say, but how do I do that? That's the consistency of knowing. That's why we're starting off. We're going to invoke the cocktail to open everyone up from the ionosphere and beyond to knowing that I am the creation of me, myself, my world, my universe, my thoughts, that I am the balance of the electromagnetic fields, not just of that I am personally, but even the ones that are a part of me that I'm not acknowledging, that are part of my expansion that maybe are coming in that I am not aware of that are coming in. And so maybe they're putting me in reaction, or maybe it's causing me to plug into someone else, or maybe I'm plugging into something that is mirroring something in me that I need to now integrate, and not integrate with bringing the negative in, but really integrate with the full knowing of my own mastery and my own sovereignty and my own authority over my own being, and bringing that energy in, allowing it. So let's just go ahead and feel into your heart, and we're going to allow, it's the sort of golden orange energy. It's a little bit more orange tinted than what we normally play with, which orange is usually fun, but they're also telling me there's a lot of grounding energy present in this tonight. So we're going to just start allowing that to swirl in. The image that I got when I said circle up was, woo, that actually just kind of give me a second to integrate it. It almost looked like, you know, frozen yogurt coming out of the dispenser, just going around and around and around and around and really filling up the space. So continue to allow that to move in. And where we were going with that was the electromagnetic fields. And that also goes to the definition of the whole brain, where a lot of us tend to put the brain as the mechanism of thought. The brain is actually a mechanism by which, you know, the light comes well, the light is everywhere, and the brain is one of the mechanisms, if not the main mechanism, that we have as that light breaks down into physical form. And I'm not talking about the physical structure of the brain, but our energetic brain, our energetic body of that brain. So we're going to allow this light to come in. We're going to open up to the possibilities, the potentials. And I also want to invoke the formula around any polarity that anybody may be feeling out there, because that word's come in a couple times. So, in other words, that you're letting in the light, but where there was darkness. There's no darkness. And really, everything is isness. One of the things that I said in the blog was know that everything that you're choosing, the first step is to know that you're choosing it. One of the questions on here, I want to go over it real quick because it pertains to this. Hi, Kathy. She said, so grateful. But Gloria in Salem wanted some help, and it's kind of an up and a down ride, and she's not particularly feeling the energy the way some other people are feeling it or the way some of you are describing it on the calls. And that goes to this particularly because, and we're still circled up, so I felt this few ago, oh, are we done? No, we're still bringing that energy in, but I want to address this as we go, because one of the things that came up there was a comparative energy in a way of the mind. I'm going to say it like this, and then I'll go back to talking about the mind as we continue to spin in this energy. And go ahead and allow this energy, if you would, to flow all the way through you. Don't just fill up your space, but allow it to now start flowing through those trap doors in the feet. But it's almost like it just is permeating and just going all the way down to the point where it's going beyond you, beyond the vessel of you, and you're just now able to feel what this energy feels like. And I want to just kind of spin that for a moment while I talk about this. There we go. So, Gloria, part of what's going on there is I'm going to explain it in the sort of two- or three-dimensional format, which would be there's separation. I think this is why polarity was coming up a minute ago. There's separation, and then it becomes there is an I, and then there is a we. And when I look at me, I see, well, this is what I have, and I look out there, and I see what other people have, and I start to compare. And by comparison, I start to judge what I've got as either better than or not enough or just a right, as opposed to really knowing that there's nothing other than wholeness within you. So we've got to invoke the formula around that. So anyone else, too, that may not be feeling it, I want to just address that energy. And because that's a part of kind of what goes on sometimes. It's not everybody. So I don't want people to always think that, you know, oh my gosh, I'm broken if this isn't working. No, there are some people that it's taken quite a bit, and there's some people that feel it right away. And wherever you are is perfect. And once you can start to appreciate that, acknowledge that, and know that, back to the consistency of knowing, that's the place you can start to open up. Because there's also, Gloria, in you, and probably is the energy of what I was reading there as well, there's a little bit of resistance, not resistance to opening up to it, but resistance to being a part of a group, a part of a whole. Therefore, that's going to keep you out of being whole within yourself as well. So whatever that thread is of separation, we're going to invoke the formula there, and we're going to bring in a little bit of green light to this energy that the whole group is spinning and kind of moving through. And right now, I want you all to feel this light as we sort of – I'm going to bring us back into the embodied form, but I want you to feel this light moving through your body and going from hand to hand and passing all the way around until we're united in a circle. And not just this kind of orangey, that energy, but I want this green energy to almost be like tubed inside of it, almost like the lead of a pencil, like it's just right flowing right down through the middle. And this green energy tonight is what I really want to unite us in. And I started to say, why I was asking in my head, what is this green energy? And part of what they said was fun, so that's interesting. So we'll see where that goes. But I think that part of it is the fun and the consistency of knowing what it is that we create. Katie, that I'm reading the questions right now for people who wrote in, and then we're going to go to the calls. But Katie was talking about panic, anxiety, and depression. And it was kind of the same thing. And Katie, there's a little bit of separation ringing there as well, but it's separation from self. But it also goes to the mental construct of who I am, what I want, and what my goals are, and kind of as opposed to what if I didn't have any attachment to any of those things. And I don't mean that in the way of what if those things never happened, but that's one thing that sometimes I'll do with somebody in a private, because it'll plug them into reaction right away. You know, I'll say, what did you call about? And I'll say, you know, I've got this thing and I've got to heal it. And I'll say, okay, what if it never healed? And there's just this, like, usually long pause. And that's where we start to realize how much attachment there is to healing it and how much focus there is on it. And that focus on what's wrong is the power that we're giving the thing that keeps the thing usually locked into place. I just felt a few of you really get that. So, Katie, we're not going to the depression. We are going to partly of the anxiety, but I get that when I'm whole, loved, and supported, I'm anxious because, hold on, when I'm whole, loved, and supported, I'm anxious. There's something around there that cues in the depression. I'm almost seeing like a separate, it's almost like a separate body connected to you. So I don't know if this is a part, it's an aspect of you that's separated. So for whatever reason, there's a part of you that doesn't know that it's part of the whole. So when you move into wholeness and fun and expression, there's a panic there because there's a realization on the panic side that, hey, I'm not completely whole. And then there's the depression kicks in from the other part of you that says, I'm never going to be that part that is whole and that is part of the whole and part of the group, which Gloria goes back to the wholeness too. So we're really looking at wholeness as well. So we're going to invoke the formula there. You know, there's this kind of idea that, you know, death is great and we die and it's like, woo, yay, we're on the other side and it's all great. But to be sick is like some awful thing and we must have done something bad or we must have done something wrong or we must have had a slip in our consciousness or how could we have created this thing? And what I would like for myself, for everyone, is to realize that that's not the case. Yes, everything is energy, and yes, we are moving through, you know, different levels, different layers, different dimensions. Yes, everything starts in the energetic, and yes, I do believe that we can heal. And yes, I've seen healings, and I've worked healing with myself, and there have been times, too, where, you know, I've stayed in bed with the flu for a few days. So we all have those things. And the flu comment comes from a shift call that was about 2 years ago where a bunch of people in the program all got sick at like the exact same time. It was kind of interesting. It was almost like we were all living together in the space. And, you know, I bounced back in about 2 or 3 days because I just said, okay, I'm going to cancel all my sessions. I'm going to, you know, drink a lot of hot liquids, and I'm just basically going to sleep because that's not something I do a lot, as you guys know. So I did. I just slept for like 3 days, and I was great. We had another beautiful woman who was in the program, and she was determined to heal herself, but she was determined to heal herself so she could know that she created. That was going to be her proof, and she was so attached to doing it that out of everybody in the group that got sick, she was sick for almost 6.5 weeks, and it wasn't until I think our private when I really just said, you know, why do you have to prove to yourself that you're loved to be loved? Why do you, you know? And it was kind of like, oh, I get it. I don't have to. I know I'm creation. It's not that I'm showing myself because I'm just it. And so I wanted to look at judgment tonight as well. As a place that keeps us from consistently knowing that we create, because sometimes things happen, and yes, we create, and yes, there are different levels and layers of us, and we're integrating and expanding and meeting those levels and layers and meeting that self and sort of meeting our you know, the parts of us that are maybe a little bit foreign and alien sometimes, and we're bringing these things in, and we're having this whole experience, and this is the experience that we wanted to have. If we'd wanted to have it any other way, there are so many other environments we could have chosen to birth into, and that we are simultaneously playing out right now, but this is the physical incarnation, and this is, you know, and some of these are rules that I think we came here wanting to change and wanting to express change around. And as we do that, the best thing to always do is to love yourself and to remember that there's no judgment, and you don't have to be hard on yourself if something happens, and you don't have to. It's not that you did anything wrong. It's not that you broke anything. It's not that cosmically, you know, the divine doesn't love you. I think we start to have all of these stories, and these stories that kick in are things that further separate us from who we truly are. And so I'm not quite sure where that's going, but I wanted to put that out there because it was coming through. So back to the note. This is actually something that really got me. So I felt my heart open up, yet at the same time, it almost felt like there wasn't a flow. And I was like, what is that? And I actually called Dee, and I said, hey, I would like to take a look at chakras, because what keeps coming up for me is opening the chakra and creating a flow, and there is still a space in me where I'm feeling that it's a little, the energy's backed up. And we started working, and what we actually got to, and I've said this on the calls before, and I know we've said this, is, you know, open your chakras. And I've said, you know, a million times, there are a million little chakras, and they're all around your body, and they're all in your field, and everything spins in energy, and we think of the main, you know, 7 or 13, depending on your kind of school of thought. Well, what came out was almost like a 7-dimensional hologram. I don't even know. I asked specifically like what the levels and layers were. That's where I came up with that, the 7, and almost into the 8th and 9th, but that goes up into the crown chakra. But for that heart, it was this multi-dimensional sort of chakra. And when I directed all of my heart chakras to open, I felt this amazing flow. So I wanted to bring that up. If any of you are opening your chakras and you still feel like there's maybe something in that, like pluralize it and have them open up and then see if you can. I think we're moving into such a bigger space. I'm not even sure that multiple chakras is the right way to describe it. I can just say that the verbiage and my intent when I did it, that's how I saw it. I saw it as the chakra in my heart, and then there was a chakra of maybe, what is that, about a foot out in front of me and also about a foot out behind me. And once I directed all of those to align and start to spin, they kind of formed one bigger united heart center, basically, and I felt that flow. So I wanted to bring that up on the call and really bring up, going back to the notes, focusing on self-love as I was tapping into the group, again, consistency of knowing and consciousness, and that consciousness is really the focus of self-love, not just the focus on the self-love, because sometimes when I say focus, what I see is I'm looking over here, now I'm going to look over here, and I'm going to stare at it really, really intently, and I'm going to make myself do it. No, it's really for me, it's, you know, holding my puppies, or it's just that thing that, you know, there's no mental goo involved. It's just, I love myself. Or, and you might not even realize you're loving yourself. You may just be an experience of love somewhere, somehow. But that's really what it is. And then acknowledgement. And it's funny because when I said acknowledgement, I know I already said thank you guys for showing up on the call, but that's how that came in again, was to acknowledge my own creation and acknowledge, you know, I remember when I started this like a year ago, was it a year ago? Maybe it was a year and a half ago. And somebody, you know, we were talking and they said, oh, the big one is this show called You Wealth Revolution. And it usually takes people a couple of years. And I think within 2 months, you know, I had met the producers and was doing a show on Darius. And, now it's like, I love going on there and I love showing up. I love working with the energy. And I was kind of looking at that and talking to one of their producers, and she's a lot of fun. And I was just looking at that and I just really said, you know, thank you. You guys, you know, I'm saying you all as well, but saying thank you to them too, that, you know, a lot of people do sessions and things to kind of show who they are. And they just like, were like, yeah, we'll put them on. And so I just really wanted to acknowledge them, you know, when I was talking to the producer, but I want to acknowledge you all as well. And I want you all to acknowledge you all because, you know, in my own spirituality, my own practice and in my own teachings, you know, everything is always evolving and expanding, and you all are too. And that was one of the things that that somebody blogged about. I think it was Teresa, and if it wasn't, I apologize. But I think that was on the Ning side as well. And, well, I know it was on the Ning side. I just can't remember exactly what it was, but it was basically acknowledging. And so I just want to take a moment here. Oh, we're going to bring a little bit more of that light in. We're going to go a little blue and green. So there's really self-love and fun here of just acknowledging, you know, you're aware, you're open to awareness, you're participating in life, you're awake, you know, you're moving through life in a much different way, than most people are. And acknowledge that and give yourself props for that and give yourself credit for that. And holy bejesus, I wasn't looking at the board, and a lot of you raised your hands while we were talking. So let me refresh this here real quick, and then I'm going to hit it. And Mary, you are first up. And let's see if I can unmute you here. 512 in Austin, Texas. Is that Mary? It may not be Mary. Is your number 512-632 something something?
Yeah.
Okay, who's this? Yeah. Oh, now I can't hear you. You're cutting in and out. Hello? Okay, well, hold on. I'm going to try again in a second. That was interesting. Then the computer got a little glitchy.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes. Yes. Okay. Who's
it? Sorry about that. It's Teresa, actually.
Oh, hi, Teresa.
It's like I'm just in your face today.
No, you know what? You're part of why. I'm sorry. Real quick. Normally I play like Power of Love and I play Cool in the Gang Celebration. And when I checked in for the group, because I ask you guys for songs come up for me too. What came up was Katy Perry Roar. And so, really quickly. That's why I played that for those of you who are like, is his radio on? Why is the song playing? I just wanted to play the first part, but this was part of it. Part of it was because of something I was talking with you about. It says, I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I stood for nothing, so I fell for anything. But it basically goes on to just, it's always having a choice, but always being able to vocalize your choice and being able to be who you are without, and this is the words that are coming up for you, without really like offending anybody or without worrying that you're offending somebody, just knowing that your being you does not come at the expense of someone else being them, that your being you does not crowd out someone else, nor does them being them crowd out you. Are you with me?
That was good.
Okay. Good. What else is up? What else is going on?
Well, I just, you know, I don't know if I get to be in the next thing, so I thought I'd just grab every chance. So I just am curious. I feel like there's, like, I just get to the, you know, I start getting in this feeling and then the good thing, and then, I don't know.
Yeah,
the
first thing I heard was my head and my heart can't integrate in alignment to be in the whole. So give me a song. It's your turn.
Fame? I don't know.
Fame, did you say?
Yeah, I can't.
Like old school Fame, I'm going to live forever? Okay, so, that's easy. As soon as I said that, I was like, what is that? But then they showed me like moving into your heart and then getting lampooned in the heart or speared in the heart. So it's almost the energy of the heart is vulnerable. Like that's the place where you could really get crushed. But if you're in your head, you can separate from it. And if you can separate from it, you don't have to be a part of it. And you can kind of energetically continue on. So the way you want to continue on and the way you're trying to continue on and the way – I won't use that word because that everybody knows my take on try because you actually are doing it. But what's going on is as you move into that heart space, there is a little bit of – it's almost like an energy that creates kind of a boop back into the head and it's like, whoa, how did that happen? And then back over here, trust is the thing that's coming up there. So let's invoke the formula around that. We're good there. Keep going. Keep talking.
Okay, so – I try, you know, like I think of these ideas and, you know, things I want to do with, you know, things that I'm trying to do with my writing and stuff like that. And,
right.
You know, they seem like pretty good ideas. And then I have these blocks.
It's funny because I get a no on blocks. So talk to me about what you perceive as a block. Talk to me about what happens, because I think if you're calling it a block, I think this is probably something that other people in their lives are energetically perceiving as a block as well, and I want to know what it really is.
Uh-oh.
That's okay.
I'll think like, you know, I don't know how to do this other than like an example. So,
yeah.
You know, like I have this idea, like I want to make these cards with my poetry and then, you know, like those collages, like I made for Lynette.
Right.
Like that collage with a poem on there, and then I would just call it like codes or something like that and make cards and just for, you know, people to look at. And then
The first thing that came up there, okay, there's a couple things, and we may continue on that path, but I want to start. We're going to go back to the consistency of knowing, but for you – it's the way it comes up is worthiness, but it doesn't feel like worthiness.
No.
It just feels like, is it good enough? Am I good enough? But it feels like there's such a part of you that's attached to the thing that you're creating that then it becomes, if it's not good enough, then I'm not good enough. And if I'm not good enough, I can't know I'm God. So therefore, when I create, that's where I become inconsistent in knowing that I'm God, which is an interesting kind of – my dogs think it's interesting, too. They're barking. They're finding their voice. This is the first time they've barked, so that's kind of cute that it came
Aww.
While we were talking about the Katy Perry thing. It's going to be cute until about 5 minutes from now when they don't stop.
I know.
Do you follow how that works? It's basically when I create, I'm not sure of my creation or I'm in fear of judgment of my creation. And because of my fear of my judgment of creation, I don't create. And by not creating, that's how I stop knowing that I'm God. So the inconsistency in your knowing actually springs up every time you try to consistently know. Do you follow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
because, you know, when you were talking about that in the beginning, I was like, well, I almost don't have a question, but I still kind of do. Because everything you were talking about was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that's
really
good. So we're kind of flushing that out a little bit. I want to invoke the formula there. I don't get there is anything else around that. I don't get there's anything else around that either. So the only other thing that comes up on top of that. So this is the place, and I worked with a few people this week on this as well. This is the place where the energy is clear. You have a clear kind of set point, and I'll describe it this way. It's like, okay, I'm afraid of roller coasters. I don't want to ride the roller coaster. And I'm being literal here. Like, I just stepped in something. Okay. I'm pacing around the house,
sorry.
And suddenly, yeah, there was. So let's talk about, we're in line, we're going to ride a roller coaster, and I don't like to ride roller coasters. So I'm in line, I'm going to balance my fear of riding in a roller coaster. So I do the work, I get ready, and then I get up to the front of the line. Well, then what happens? Well, it's time to get on the roller coaster and then experience it. So you've done all the work, but then the experience that comes from doing the work is the very thing, the fear of that experience, or the uncertainty, the unknowingness around that experience. That's why we're talking about our knowingness here. The uncertainty or the unknowingness around what we're going to experience then becomes the very thing that keeps us from going ahead and doing it. And so really, at that point, the work is done. It's time to let yourself experience who you are and let yourself experience doing and being the things that you love to do and be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, light bulb?
Hmm. Yes.
Okay. Right. And I know for a lot of people, yeah, no, that's okay. A lot of people, that can be a little bit scary. And so, you know, it's kind of like, I'll put it this way. It's sometimes easier to work on the issue than it is to work through the issue. Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where came from, but I mean, I stepped in dog poop and still managed to channel that. That was great.
that was awesome.
But
how do you be able to do this? What you know, like where I can just, I mean, how can you, I mean, I try to get quiet and try to figure this stuff out.
That's the difference, right? That's what we're talking about. So I love that you even use the language there. A lot of this stuff, and I know Dee used to say this to people, and I used to say, well, that's not really true. But then I started really understanding what she was saying, because she would say, stop trying to get it. You can't get it from your head. You're only going to get it from your heart, because it's an experience. And I would say, well, no, you can get it from the head. I mean, I can give a pretty good explanation about something, but that's usually not my head giving the explanation, because even when I listen back to things, I have that experience of going, wow, and have that heart opening or heart moving experience. It's understanding that there is more to you than what you know, and understanding that you are a united part of all of it, and then it's being willing to open up to it. But it's also the intention behind that and you know, why you want to open up to it, and just being willing to connect and go with the flow. And doing that, I have to tell you, you know, where I was talking about, you know, the fear part, you know, years ago, I would not even do a call in public, and I didn't even like really working on people because I had such judgment around it, such fear around it. Am I doing it right? What's coming through, that my body would lock up, I'd physically get sick, and then I thought, oh my gosh, what I'm doing is evil, but that's me plugging into all those beliefs, right, about what I'm doing. So that's why I know this stuff so well. And when I said on the blog, you know that, you know, whatever beliefs you're choosing, you are choosing it. And when you can unchoose a belief, and you don't really like unchoose it, you choose another one, and you choose it 100% fully in your total being with all that you are, then that's what you become. And so the best way I can go back to answering that question is I just agreed to open up to myself. I stopped being afraid to open up to myself. I experienced the fear. I experienced the turmoil, and I said, okay, you know what? I've experienced what it's like to try to get through this, and that's not really that fun, and it's not really that great. And, you know, I think fear, it's been very, very fearful, and it's been very unpleasant, and in a way, it was kind of like, I feel like I've reached my maximum fear point, and why don't I just get on the roller coaster and see? And then it was like, oh, and, you know, I'd be on it for a little bit and go, okay, no, that's still not fun, that's still scary. But then I'd get off of it, and oh, well, you know what, I wasn't scared of the roller coasters. I was afraid of my reaction to the roller coaster. So then you go back and you do it again, and it really, at that point, it becomes kind of an exercise of self-love and self-trust and opening up. And I'm not just talking about, you know, doing this, but I'm talking about, you know, doing anything in life. It moves out from the kind of energetic and the idea and into the physical. And a lot of times as we move through that, you know, resistance does pop up. And what we've got to understand, and I think that goes beautifully with what we were talking about at the beginning of the call, is, you know, not to judge ourselves when that happens, because, yes, sometimes that does happen. You know, sometimes we do get fearful, or sometimes something does come up, sometimes something does happen, but that doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. That doesn't mean that you're, you know, something's wrong with you as a creator, something's wrong with the universe. This is still the life you're choosing to create, and you've got to continue to love yourself through all of it. So that's kind of as much as I can say about that, I think.
That was but wonderful. Thank you.
You got
so
it?
Much.
You're very
yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, I got it. I clicked. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. All right.
Bye.
Lynette, you are up next. Let me see here. Hold on. I got to give this computer a good second to refresh here on this page, because I think Teresa is still hot on the mic. Okay, uh-oh. Lynette, you're on. Hold on.
Hello.
Okay. There you are.
Hey.
Hey.
So, I wanted to say thank you to everyone and everybody's support. I totally feel the love, and I'm super excited. I'm just feeling great.
Good.
I wonder, though, did I trade in my health feeling great for money issues? Because we just got hit with something really huge in our family. My husband just got, his salary just got cut in half.
So when I say did you trade that, I get a yes. That's not quite the right question.
Okay.
The real question is, wow, what does it take for you to know you can create? And part of the definition of what it takes for you to know you can create is overcoming.
Okay.
So in other words, does that make sense?
I think so.
When I say there's anything higher than that, the only thing that comes up is to know that it's you. And it being, you know, love, the universe, and that you can fully, now we're moving some stuff. So give me a movie.
Stand By Me.
Okay. So, yeah, there is a part of you that gets love from another part of you whenever you fall into trouble. So there's a part of you in a way that nourishes yourself by creating experiences of turmoil. That's the highest way I can say that.
Not so good.
Well, not good or bad, just the way it's being focused. So are you ready to focus it in a different way?
Yes.
Now, this is the interesting part. Your energy said yes, but I need my husband's permission. So around needing anyone else's permission to create, no. You have full permission to be who you are. You have full permission to create what you want to create. You have full permission to be the I am that I am that you are. Now give me another song.
About Last Night.
Okay, so, well, so then they're telling me that's just a story. So are you ready to change your story moving forward? And I got to know. So we need to invoke. We're going to go with the formula. We're going to do the cocktail first. And then give me we're not going to another song, we're going to me, and it's about the consciousness of all that is. So they're telling me there's a limitation in a story that you need to shift about what that is, and it looks like it's the kind of the analogy I've used before about kind of having a little bit of poop with your pie. So it's like that it can't be all 100% good. That it's got to be a little bit, something's got to be out of balance. So your definition of balance, and I get this is going, we're going to it for all of us, the collective conscious, the definition of balance is kind of like the scale, right? Where when there's just as much good or just as much bad or nothing on either side, everything is in balance. But too much one way or the other throws it all off. That's not really the definition of balance. The definition of balance is being able to create whatever you want in the moment, knowing that you're always in the moment of now and have the power to create in every moment. So we're going to invoke the formula around that. Wow, we're not done yet. There's another layer of something. Give me another song.
Jump.
Okay. So that I started to say go for it, but I felt this massive kind of shadow of terror kind of move up. It wasn't when I say there's anything real there. No. So for the rest of the group, we're going to invoke the formula. around the, it's in the kind of what I, it's what I would term the ionosphere, but it's as above, so below. So that place that's in all of us that wants to maybe have a shadow or maybe remember the template, even though the template may not be there, just kind of remember the feeling. So it's, well, now they're telling me it's cleaning the water. So we're going to invoke the formula around cleaning the water of the memory around what it is to jump, what it is to be able to fly, what it is to be able to be who we are. Susie, they just kind of poked at you when I said fly. So really changing the muscle memory, changing the water memory, changing the structure, not just the water inside the body, but water in the environment, you know, how our energy communicates all across the different levels, layers, and dimensions of us. Now I get we're done, Lynette.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So they just kind of said, go forth and prosper. So you've got to know that your definition of prosperity is prosperity, and you're ready for it. You're willing to have it. You don't need to fall out anywhere. And at the same time, nothing about any of this is wrong. And, you know, be if you can be in the moment with no resistance to it, you can create whatever you want that's different.
Yay. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Lots of love. All right. Next up is Miss Kimberly Burke.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I am good. It smells in here, but I'm good.
Oh, clean it up later.
Yeah, I put my shoe in the sink. I'll clean it up in a little bit.
Well, I kind of want to talk about sovereignty and the teenage boy.
That sounds like a good book title.
You know, I was thinking either a book or a movie or something like that, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, so.
My son's 16.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel he's an alien. I don't know. I kind of.
I think a lot of parents feel that way about their 16-year-olds.
Yeah. Can you
a lot of 16-year-olds feel that way about their parents, too. Do what?
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah. I actually get that's more of where you're at. It's just the feeling of non-connection with him, but keep talking.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to ask if you could take a look and see if you could see what was going on.
Well, it does. It just looks like you're both speaking two different languages, so it's kind of funny that you said, you know, alien thing.
Yeah.
There's a part of your energy that doesn't know how to give him his sovereignty. So tell me talk to me about what's going on in the physical life.
Okay, well, I'm trying to make a long story short, but when he was born, he had the cord wrapped around his neck a couple times, and that resulted in some oxygen deprivation and whatnot, which has caused a few like learning disability things throughout his life. And so from the time he's been like, two or three, I've been really, really, really hands-on with different therapies.
The part of this goes back to the judgment that we've been talking about, because energetically, part of you blames you for how he is. Therefore, since you caused how he is, you've got to be responsible for fixing it.
Okay.
And there's nothing about him that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
I think once you can move into that place, I can feel that for you in your heart. Once you can move into that place, you move more into acceptance, and then you move more into love. And from that love place, you guys can bridge the gap and start speaking the same language.
Yeah.
Oof.
It was interesting. Yeah, I know. I feel that. But this afternoon, it was interesting because I was working on some heart-opening energy for me, you know, just working on myself. And it came up that I needed to cut that cord. Between the two of us. And I did, and it was really emotional.
Yeah, well, severing the cord between the two of you is also really letting yourself off the hook, which is what I was just talking about. Letting yourself, you know that you're not, you know, and it's funny, the way you even worded it, you know, he had the cord wrapped around his neck, and then you had to sever the cord.
Yeah. Wow.
So there's all kinds of beliefs in there. There's also, this is another level and layer of that, but around love being toxic, particularly, I don't know how this looks maybe in your past experiences of love, but it's the worry that your love is going to be toxic or overbearing because of something you've experienced or been afraid of.
Wow. So
let's invoke the formula around that, knowing that, you know, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is understanding. There's nothing broken, nothing to save. Love is simply love. Love is the consistency of the knowing I am that I am, and it's also the consistency in the knowing that you are, and in that is perfection, and in that perfection is love, and in that perfection and love is the unity, and in that unity, that's the place where we can really connect. Man, I feel that. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just,
No, I can feel it welling up in me, too. I'm trying to not cry for you guys, because that's a lot of energy moving. Give me a song. I want to go in a different direction real quick.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if this is a song, but it's merry-go-round. I don't know.
You ready to get off the merry-go-round?
I guess I am.
Actually, it's not even that. It was the idea of, because they showed me the picture of the merry-go-round, and it was somebody having fun on the merry-go-round. So, and that's not to say that you're having fun in this merry-go-round. That's to tell you that it's time to go have fun. You know, if you're defining this life, this existence as a merry-go-round where we're kind of, you know, all here. Well, that's actually where we want to go first, is invoking the formula around that, knowing that it's not just about repeating patterns, and it's not just about going around and around and around again, but it's about, now they just showed me like race cars moving in a straight line. So it really is, and then it's not, again, not about a race, not about who gets there first, who does the best job. That's so funny. Where I'm getting all these visuals now. It's like a leisurely stroll through the country. It's just about appreciation and joy.
Whew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Good stuff.
It is time to have fun.
It is.
I've never really let myself do that.
Well, you couldn't, because you had stuff to fix. You know, and you had that big weight to carry around, too. That was a big weight you were carrying around, feeling responsible.
Yeah, I'm tired of feeling responsible.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're not, so you don't need to feel it anymore.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, dear. All right. Lots of love.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Let's see. Regina, you are next. Give me 1 second, though. For some reason, I know. Sorry, Kimberly. You're still hot on the mic here.
Oh.
I got to let the computer reset. There we go. Okay, Regina, you should be good to go right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you wonderfully.
Great. Well, everything's been great, but I have a question about, there's something hanging up in my field around creating and co-creating.
Well, doubt, but let's talk about it.
Okay.
When you said that, what I got was a picture of kind of three different versions of you. The you that wants to create, the you that wants to co-create, and then the you that's watching going, are you doing it, or C, you're not doing it, or C, you can't do it, or C, I told you so. So obviously from the laugh, you get it, you feel that. I want to invoke the formula there, again, around releasing judgment, knowing however you do it is fine, but give me a specific example of something you want to create, and we'll walk through it. That might be a place to start, too.
I have my head in too many things, and that.
Well, that's a way that we can sometimes sabotage too. We'll say, well, I don't know what I want to create, or I want to create so much that, you know, it's the idea. I think I've used this analogy before. It's kind of like waking up one morning 100 pounds overweight and going, you know, I want to run a marathon today. You know, good luck. I'm in pretty good shape, but I couldn't run a marathon. Maybe I could, but I sure don't want to. But sometimes we treat creation like that. You know, we think, I'm going to be the world champion right now. And right. A, there's nothing to be world champion of. And, B, when you are starting to create things, I know that's one of the things that Abraham talks about, you know, from way back in the day. It was always, you know, you don't start off trying to create the thing you've been wanting and have the most resistance to right off the bat. You know, start with the small stuff. That's why it's easier to just say start with fun. Because if you can start with fun, there's usually, unless you're me, and then there's resistance to fun and you got to work through that. But I'm kind of kidding. I felt somebody want to take that on. Don't take that on, because that's kind of a story too. That's really all it is.
Well, I mean, I'm always creating.
That's true.
I'm always creating. Yeah, I understand from your point that we're always creating and everything we do.
Right.
But it was like, you know.
Well, but that's part of what you're telling yourself to let yourself off the hook. So there's part of you that's using that as a cop out to creating anything else.
Oh, so I'm like limiting myself?
I wouldn't say you're limiting yourself so much as you're just not doing what it is you're telling yourself you want to do.
So let's pick
one thing, because I think this, I think a lot of people will resonate with this. Let's just pick one thing that you, that's on your list of many things.
Well, I would like to get my business out there more than it is right now. And or
well, that,
even
that's a pretty separate. that's a pretty big one. Give me a small one. I also want to say this. That's not only is that big, it's really hold on because this a lot of people do this too. That's really big, but it's also really really vague. And there's a part of your energy that'd be like me if I was like, yeah, I really want to build a race car. I don't know anything about cars. I can change the oil. I can change some parts out of an old car, but I couldn't build a car. You know, so you want to, if you want to get your business out there, you know. What have you been doing to do that? Have you read books on business? Have you taken a business class? Have you started putting flyers out? Have you got a website going? You know, these are all things you can do to, you know, and I think a lot of times people go, well, no, I've just been talking about the energy. Well, awesome. That's great. And the energy is you. The energy works through you, with you, as you. You are the thing that drives the energy. Therefore, you need to get in the driver's seat and punch it.
Okay. Well, how about I guess a better thing would be like fine-tuning my own abilities. So, and I know that, as they say, we work on it. I work a little bit every day on
fine-tuning your abilities. As doing what?
My hearing and seeing and connecting with that truth.
So, what do you do daily to facilitate that?
Every morning, I quiet myself silently and try to connect in with my heart. And that,
you try to connect into your heart, or you do connect into your heart?
Well, I do, because I could feel
I think try was actually about a 50. I think you were kind of on the money there. So that's part of the story. That right there is part of the story.
Okay.
I connect into my heart, but I don't do it fully, and that's probably why I do it, but I'm going to keep doing it because this is the way it looks, and this is what you're supposed to do to expand. Right?
Right.
So
try to expand sometimes, and then I don't sometimes.
Yeah.
So
is it okay with you when you don't?
No.
Right.
I don't feel right when I'm not. So.
Right. So we're back to judgment, right?
Right.
So what do you get if you're judging yourself for not doing it? There's got to be a payoff somewhere. So what do you get when you connect?
Oh, I feel free.
Yeah, but what do you get? What does your ego get from it? This is kind of like I'm looking at a brownie point system.
Oh, success? Maybe.
There it is. Nope. Ding, ding, ding. That was it. See, you did it. You did it. I ascended. I hit the mark. I'm good. I'm good enough.
Well, are we back there again? Gosh, dang it.
Well, it's not that we're there again, but we're there. We're just there.
Darn it.
And I think the reason that that's coming across as a different way of saying it is it's not there again, it's just there, which means you've not recreated. You're not living in a different creation. You just created the same thing again.
Mm.
Which means right now you can create something brand new.
Okay.
So let's invoke the formula. Ooh, there's this challenge energy in you. There's this real energy of
Well, you have me sweating. I don't know. I was like,
yeah, it's a real energy. Oh, how funny. Shannon just emailed me something I'll have to tell you guys in a minute, or sent me a text message. There's a real energy of wanting to challenge yourself, and that's how you're going to know if you're good enough. You're going to rise to the challenge or you're going to fall from the challenge. And here's what I would like to tell you and what I'd like to tell everybody else. You're awesome right now. There's nothing you need to do, be, or have that's going to make you any better than what you already are. And can you feel how much you wanted to fight that?
Yes, now you want to make me cry.
No, don't cry. It's good. It's good because I probably want to fight that too. I think we all want to fight that. I definitely felt the group kick back. And,
well, I definitely felt it.
So okay, so let's just look there. Let's all move back into our heart space. And there's this nice energy. I started to say I was going to invoke the violet flame, and it's not even the violet flame. There's almost this like it's a golden light. I know I've talked about golden light before, but it really is coming up as kind of this really red, orange, flamey kind of energy, not in like a negative sense, but really a powerfully penetrative energy. I want to bring that up, and it's going to start down at the bottoms of your feet and just begin to consume you. And this is really, I just heard this kind of old spiritual song, you know, washed by the fire. That's kind of, I think, the idea. It's not a physical fire to burn. It's an energetic spiritual fire to really ignite and to create life and to, well, to unite all of your field and to really purge any of the things that are there causing separation or causing desperation or causing anxiety or causing any of those things that keep us from the consistency of our knowing. So bring that up. We're going to breathe it in all the way up from the bottoms of the feet and just allow that energy to move all the way up through the top and just let it go at whatever speed it wants to go. It feels like it's kind of, for some people, it feels like molten lava kind of moving up. For other people, it just feels like this powerful flame immersing their whole beingness. So allow it to be whatever it needs to be for you to transmute all of it. And some of you I just saw do that thing that we sometimes do when we're working with the diamond light, where we step outside to watch it, or we want it to get rid of the other thing that's the problem, not realizing that we are the thing that's not that we're the problem, but it's like get rid of the creation, but not realizing that we're the thing that created it. And so we're wanting to transmute all of that out of us and back into pure light and pure love that we really are, that we truly are. And now we're going to allow this blue energy to come from above and swirl in to kind of quench those flames and really solidify all the work that's just been done. Because we want this to really start to reform the water, the molecules, the DNA, allow it to move through. And as I was working that energy at the feet, both of my dogs just came over here and, like, they're both literally attached to my feet. It's like that commercial with the guy with the cat boots, and she says, "Nice boots." He says, "What boots? These are my cats." So we're going to allow that energy to continue on, and I don't get there's anything else there, but for the rest of us, for the whole group, I just want to go back into that love and move back into that, you know, where we kick back of, you know, it's the idea that there, I know we all get it in our head if we say there's no place to go, there's no place to be, we're already there. A lot of us go, yeah, but, and we have these ideas of things that we need to do, things we need to be, things we need to say, things we need to have, other people we need to be in contact with in order to be enough. And I don't mean that in the sense of, like, you know, I want my business to grow, but if I just know I'm enough, then everything will happen. And I do mean that, because from that point, that's when people can, you'll start to take the action because you know you're enough, therefore you feel empowered, therefore you step out into the world. The world responds by knowing you're empowered. The world treats you as it would someone who's empowered. It empowers you even more, and the connections start to be made. Same way with loving relationships, same way with money, same way with abundance. So knowing that, well, basically what they're showing me is it's the release of all resistance. The release of all attachment is another way to say that. It's a release of all of that and a truly stepping into who we are. And there's so many of us, I think I can feel that are afraid. I must be going to use this as an example down the road because I just felt a whole other group of energy that's not particular to this group, but I can feel sort of other people coming to this call. So that was probably didn't need to be said out loud for you guys, but I just felt this whole other energy in place. So as there's no time and space, whoever's listening, whenever you're listening, we're going to invoke the formula there and open up the cocktail around really allowing all energy to see us, honor us, bless us, love us, but really all energy of us to do that, because that's where we truly, that's where we're truly wanting to experience ourselves. That's, I think, and I said wanting there because it feels like for a lot of people they're not realizing they're already there, and that yearning and that wanting is actually keeping that little wedge in place. So if you can release the wanting and release the yearning, you can begin to be there. And once you can begin to be there, you can begin to love yourself. And once you can begin to love yourself, you can begin to lose the attachment to anything outside of you. And once you can lose the attachment, you can truly step into your power and begin to create. So I want everybody to kind of feel into that. That's a whopper. Whew.
Just breathe into that for a minute. Woo, good game, everybody. I just want to let everybody know, too, really quickly that Dee will be back in 2 weeks. Next week, you've got an awesome healer, Nadia Angelini, who is a great friend of mine. You've all heard Nadia before. Come back. Welcome her back. She's going to be great. And then in the week after that, Dee returns. And she has got July 25th, 26th, and 27th, her collective consciousness workshop. It's going to be at her home in California, which is amazing. This is where actually Nadia and Dee and I and a few others used to get together, and this is where the sheets were born. This is where we used to do a lot of work with the sewing circle, so as we called it. So it's going to be a very magical space. You're going to want to check that out. And in the meantime, if you would like to party with me and hang out a little bit, go over to my website, jaredhewitt.com, jaredhewett.com. And you can sign up for the mailing list, and you will get two free gifts. You're going to get an energy journey, much like what we did last week, called Release Everything. And you're going to also get a musical frequency track called Evolution of the Soul, Receiving All of My Good, meant to help you really expand out and just feel good. So again, tune into Nadia next week if you really want to call in and ask questions and really get some spot-on accuracy in the answers, and really just hang out with a beautiful, loving soul who is a very clear channel. You're going to have a good time with that. And then don't forget to check out Dee's workshop and hit up the website. And I hope that I will see you all very, very soon, possibly next month on Healing with the Masters. Come play with us. I will see you all soon. And until then, I am that I am, and so are you.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.